Welcome back, everybody. This is Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, aka Mr. Yesterday. Let's get started. Today's topic is about Believe It or Not, and later on, we're going to feature Kendall Levesque in a one-on-one interview talking about his music and about the Augusta local community and his purpose in it. Today's topic, Believe It or Not, is something that we've been tiptoeing around a good bit, but it's believing in yourself. Today's topic won't be long, but I want to encourage all of you who are listening that you need to believe in yourself ultimately if you want to do anything that you are setting out to do. And I say this because if you are wanting to achieve a dream or a desire or a vision that you have in yourself, the only way to do that first is by believing in yourself. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment." The world's going to tell you can't do it. I know because I've been there and I'm still at that point. I have a lot of people that tell me I can't do what my dreams are or what my visions are in this life. And I want to tell you, they're wrong. You can do it. You can do anything if you put your mind to it. But the fact is, it all starts when you believe in yourself first. Whatever you're going through, whatever you feel is the case in your own life, I want to tell you, if you feel like you're worthless or you can't do it, you're wrong. It's a lie. You can do it. But you have to put your mind to it first. You have to realize in yourself that I can do this. I want to do this. I will do this. And it's only then that you can see that you can do anything that you set your mind to because you believe in yourself first. And I'm not encouraging people to be vain or to be conceited in their approach of living out their dreams or to living their own life in reality that they want it to be. What I'm simply saying is, if all you guys want to do something that you're dreaming about doing, it all starts when you first believe in yourself. You're not worthless. You have value. You are good enough. You can do it. But you have to make up in your mind that, you know what? I believe I can do this. And you know what? If you have that mentality, you will do it. And I believe you can. But that's simply all I have for you for today. Believe it or not, and it's up to you. You can believe that you can do it or not. But that's simply your choice, as everything else in life is. Coming up next, we have Kendall Levesque, and I'm going to sit down and have a nice interview with a good friend of mine. Y'all stay tuned. Here's a commercial.
I'm tired of being tired, done with being broke, working like a dog just to keep my feet afloat. My eyes are dark and heavy, my car is all but broke. Afford to fix it, but I'm damned if I don't. God bless the working man, they'll work him to his grave, he'll give them all he can. When he dies, he'll give a damn, they'll send his body home, find
What you just heard is Kendall Levesque's original song, Working Man. I have next to me Kendall Levesque, and I'm going to ask him a couple questions. It's our first time doing a one-on-one interview podcast, and I'm glad I have Kendall. It's good to see my old buddy.
You too, man.
I'm going to ask you a few questions, man, And I want you to just tell the audience about each question that I ask you and just say what's on your heart or what came about for each question. Okay. When did you start playing music?
You know, I started playing music in high school. Started writing. And back then it was very juvenile. Like, very juvenile. The lyrics didn't go deeper than, like, something about some girl I was crushing on that day.
I think we all been there at some point, man. How did you get involved with the Augusta music scene?
Well, I tell you, it was a long journey in two separate parts. I started performing when I was just graduated in high school. I was about 18, started playing at Mad Studios a lot. It was above stairs of Rex Realty on 11th Street. So I started there with the owner, Stoney. Then I took a couple years hiatus. And then about 2 years ago, I got back into it and really started pushing. It's just something that I can't live without. So,
definitely understand that, man. Cool thing that I want to tell our listeners. I remember the first time I met Kendall, it was actually with his cousin, Davey. And they actually played with us over a year ago at the Fox's Lair. And you actually played guitar while Davey was singing, which you sung too.
Right.
But that was actually my first time hearing you play and perform. And I told Davey, I was like, wow, your cousin's really good. And he's like, yeah, he plans on doing it full time and start pursuing it more. And ever since then, you know, I've been seeing you play and gotten close and became good friends with you, man. So that's definitely a really cool part of history that we've had.
That's for sure.
Who are your biggest influences?
Oh, man, I have to say that's always evolving. When I first picked up music again, it was more or less people like Lumineers and C-Frets, Gregory Isikoff. But now it's changed more into the guys like Tyler Childers and Whiskey Myers. Very a little bit more soulful. So
very interesting. What's your goal for your music and the local music scene?
My goal for music, first and foremost, is that I'll be able to touch somebody, because I write from a place of yearnings, and I'm very earnest in the way I write. And, of course, ultimately, my goal is going to be able to do it full-time and make a living off of it.
Right.
Now, as far as the music scene in Augusta, I just want to see us continue to grow, continue to take it more serious, and just help develop all the artists we can, because Augusta's a music town. It always has been.
Absolutely.
And it always will be.
Which I think, from you and myself, from what we've seen working together and with other artists in the area, we've seen a lot of growth so far. And it's definitely going in a direction that I think we all feel like is a great step forward. And seeing the bigger picture that we once saw a while back. But it's definitely exciting. I'm there with you, man. What's your favorite memory of a show you played in the past?
Oh, man. I would have to say when I played at Terrapin in Athens. It was a last-minute gig. I really wasn't expecting much of a crowd because it was homecoming for the Georgia Bulldogs. It was a bigger crowd than I thought, and they're actually a very interactive crowd. I mean, very interactive.
Yeah, Athens is pretty crazy, man.
Oh, yeah.
I've been up. Athens, my fair share, and it's always interesting seeing what kind of crowd you get.
That's for sure.
But, Kendall, is there anything that you want to tell your listeners that are listening right now to this podcast and what's on your heart for your music or the local scene?
Yeah, there's a couple things. First, I want to say, you know, no matter what you're struggling with, keep on fighting, because it ain't going to be like that forever. And if you don't mind, I'd like to give a shameless plug for a cool benefit show coming up.
Absolutely. Go ahead, man.
So there's a local family whose daughter is having medical issues at the age of 4 months. She's having some issues with a mass of cells basically weighing on her brain and causing problems. And I'm throwing a benefit on March 1st down at Metro Coffee House and Pub to kind of try to offset some of the cost of treatment.
And you said that's on March 1st, correct?
Yes, March 1st at 8 p.m.
March 1st, 8 p.m. at Metro Coffee Shop and Pub is the benefit concert that Kendall got together, which is very exciting. If you're not doing anything, go out and support a great cause. Help out this family and go see Kendall play and a lot of other great local talent. They are extremely gifted and awesome what they do. But that's today's podcast. We have Kendall Levesque one-on-one with the interview. And as the topic, believe it or not, which is talking about believing in yourself. And that's us signing off. Kendall, it was a pleasure having you, man. I definitely enjoy seeing you and talking with you. And everybody, he has different social platforms. Facebook, he has, you know, his own podcasting too. He's on Anchor as well. Go to the Levesque Lowdown. He has his own podcast. He talks about his everyday life, his everyday struggles, you know, things that he aspires to do and his own inspirations that he wants to give to other people. So go check that out. But we're going to sign off. This is Yesterday's News, featuring your host, Ryan Baker, a.k.a. Mr. Yesterday. I'll see you next time. Bye.